Oh, wonderful, wonderful. What's today? He cried, calling down to a boy in the street.
Today,
replied the boy in great surprise.
Why, it's Christmas Day.
So I haven't missed it, thought Scrooge. The spirits have done it all in one night.
He called down to the boy again.
Hello, young man. Do you know the meat shop at the corner of the next street?
Of course I do, replied the boy.
What an intelligent boy, said Scrooge. Do you know if they've sold the big turkey that was in the shop window yesterday?
What? The one as big as me?
Asked the boy.
What a delightful boy, said Scrooge. It's wonderful talking to him. Yes, that's the one.
It's still there in the window, said the boy.
Is it? Said Scrooge. Well, go and buy it.
You don't mean it, cried the boy.
I do, I do. I'm serious. Go and buy it, and tell the man to bring it back here. Come back with the man, and I'll give you a shilling. Come back in less than 5 minutes, and I'll give you 3 shillings.
The boy went off like a bullet from a gun.
I'll send the turkey to Bob Cratchit's, laughed Scrooge. He'll never know who sent it. It's twice as big as Tiny Tim.
He went on laughing as he wrote Bob's address, gave it to the man with the turkey, and paid for a taxi, because the turkey was much too heavy to carry all the way to Camden Town. Now he finished dressing, and went out into the streets wearing his best clothes. The town was full of happy, busy people, and Scrooge smiled at all of them. 3 or 4 men said cheerfully to him, "Good morning, sir, and a Merry Christmas to you." Scrooge thought these were the best sounds that he had ever heard. As he was walking, he suddenly noticed one of the comfortable-looking gentlemen who had come to his office to ask for money for the poor. Scrooge went straight up to him, took the old gentleman by both hands, and said,
"My dear sir, how are you? A Merry Christmas to you, sir."